The FBI has expanded its investigation of corruption in Charlotte. Agents are now looking into allegations of a pay-to-play scheme involving taxi companies and the airport. WFAE's Tom Bullock has been following this story, and he joins me now. So how did we find out about this new investigation?
I talked to Obaid Khan. He co-owns Diamond Cab here in Charlotte, and he confirmed the FBI interviewed him for about an hour earlier this month. Now, Khan has been featured in our reporting on the taxi contract, and Khan told me the FBI asked him to walk them through the pay-to-play allegations and provide any documentation or evidence he may have. And while we don't know what he told the FBI specifically, here's basically what he's been telling us. Back in 2011, the airport went from having 12 companies that were allowed to pick up passengers to just three. Khan and other owners said they were contacted by Mohammed Jannatian, who said if they paid $5,000 annually to his group, the Greater Charlotte Hospitality and Tourism Alliance, he could guarantee they would get one of those three slots. If not, they would be locked out of the biggest moneymaker for cabs in the city. Khan and two others we interviewed did not take part in the pay-to-play scheme, though one owner told us he paid half the amount requested. They did not get the contracts, but two of the three companies that did in fact pay that sum to Jannatian's group did. The third gave a similar amount to Patrick Cannon in campaign donations.
This investigation is in addition to their pending case against Patrick Cannon.
That's right, but it does involve Cannon. Jannatian and Cannon are political allies, and Cannon sits on the board of Jannatian's group. And the allegations have always been that Cannon promised to use his political influence to ensure those who took part in this alleged pay-to-play scheme got what they paid for, one of those airport slots. It's that arrangement that would make this illegal. And it's important to note we've made numerous requests to interview Jannatian by phone and email. He has yet to respond.
Does it seem they're investigating others besides the former mayor?
It does, in fact. Khan says the FBI agents asked a lot of questions about Mohammed Jannatian. Khan also says they asked about the city council and other members besides Patrick Cannon, who was not yet mayor when this alleged scheme took place. The FBI does not comment on ongoing investigations, so we don't know yet for sure. But Khan said he was asked about some current members of the council, though he did not want to say who.
City and airport officials say they're reviewing the taxi contract. Any idea if changes are on the way?
Brent Cagle, the interim aviation director, is now looking at his options. The decision is expected to be finalized next week, so stay tuned.
All right, that's WFAE's Tom Bullock. Thank you, Tom.
Thanks, Marshall.